Start recording my.
म्यूट मत है
या रिकॉर्डिंग स्टार्टेड माताजी.
हरे कृष्णा. वेलकम टू भक्ति संघ कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल. टुडे वी आर फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज ग्रेस प्रैम गोविंद प्रभुजी टू एनलाइटिंग अस ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम 5th कैंटो 18th चैप्टर वर्स 21 ऑनवर्ड्स. I would like to hand over call to Suresh Shyam Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Suresh Shyam Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. A brief introduction about Prabhuji. His Grace Pran Govind Prabhuji was born in Komila or Ampi Nagara in East Pakistan in the year 1962 and later shifted to Tripura, India. It was in 1971 when he saw Srila Prabhupada first time during a program, he decided to become a devotee. In the year 1977, Prabhuji visited Mayapur for the first time and was initiated by Bhavananda Maharaj in 1979. From the year 1981 to 86, Prabhuji was working in Mayapur as guest house manager. In 1986, during the 500th anniversary of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhuji served as the first general manager in Mayapur, managing the Gaur Purnima festival. From the year 1980 to 89, Prabhuji served as the facilitator of prasadam and accommodations for GBCs, sannyasis, devotees, and life members. He also served as life member director and fundraiser for the Mayapur temple. In the year 1989, His Holiness Bhaktacharu Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj kindly took him with them to travel across Europe. They then brought him to America, where His Holiness Badri Narayana Maharaj and His Holiness Mukunda Goswami knew him from Mayapur, engaged him in cultivating congregational services in San Diego, California. Prabhuji took Vanaprastha in the year 2012. For many years, he has been serving the devotees in Alachwa temple every day. He crosses various parts of America preaching the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Back to you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Pran Govind Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Wish you happy Nityananda Trayodashi to you and all the devotees. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
I would like to sing something I sent to Mother Shyama Gauri Devidasi. I don't know if she had a chance to send it to you. It's a Nityananda Astakam.
Yeah, sure, Prabhuji. We will share it on the screen. You got it, Mataji. Meenita Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, getting it, Mataji. I'm searching on KK songs. I'll be sharing. Can you hear me, Mataji? I'll be sharing that.
Yes, Mataji, we can hear.
I'll just say a little bit about this song while you are setting it up. That this is a wonderful glorification of Nityananda Prabhu, composed by Vyasdev in this incarnation known as Vrindavan Das Thakur. And the song began with Sarat Chandra Brantim. I used to sing this for decades with my family and friends also, because I was after the outcome. If anyone sings, what will happen to you? You can see the last translation. Maybe somebody can read the translation. Mother Radha, would you like to read the translation?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Or you can all share, whatever.
Yeah, we can take turns and we'll read, Prabhuji. Okay. Thank you. I will read first one. I perpetually worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree, whose bright face mocks the full autumn moon, whose pure complexion glistens, whose gait is like that of a maddened elephant, who is always intoxicated in Krishna Prema, who embodies pure spiritual energy, whose face holds a gentle smile, whose eyes are always rolling due to his absorption in Krishna Prema, whose lotus hand holds a glowing staff, and who, by the performance of Nama Sankirtana, pierces the influence of Kali Yuga. Please, devotees, take turns and read. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll read the second one, Mataji. I perpetually worship Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree, who is the mainstay of all the rasas, who is everything to his devotees, who is beyond compare, who is the master of both Vasudha and Janavi Devi, who consider him more dear than their own lives, who is always maddened in Krishna Prema, and who is unknown only to those of meager intelligence. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Shall we read the third one? Yeah, go ahead, Mataji.
I perpetually worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree, who is very dear to Sri Sachinandana, who is worshipped by the entire universe, who is the embodiment of happiness, who possesses infinite mercy for delivering the souls who are drowning in the age of Kali, and who, by the performance of Sri Harinam Sankirtan, thwarts the progressing false pride of the ocean of repeated birth and death.
I perpetually worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree, who said to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, "Hey, brother Gauranga, what will be the destination of the sinful souls of Kali Yuga and how will they be redeemed? Please devise a method by which they will easily attain you." Hare Krishna.
I perpetually worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of Krishna Bhakti tree, who wandered around Bengal and approaching the door of each and every home, threw open his arms, exclaimed, "Oh brothers, all of you should eternally perform Sri Harinama Sankirtana together. By doing so, I will take the responsibility to deliver you all from the ocean of material existence."
I eternally worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree, who is the Agastya Muni, who forcibly swallows the ocean of repeated birth and death, who is a rising full moon which increases the ocean of the saintly person's welfare, and who is a sun which dissipates the darkness of ignorance cast by the various classes of miscreants.
I eternally worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the root cause, root all the Krishna Bhakti tree. Oh. Is that right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Who held the supremely soft lotus hand of his brother, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, whose heart became filled with the highest bliss when the two brothers gazed into each other's faces, and who wandered here and there, delighting the townspeople with his sweetness.
May Sri Nityananda Prabhu place his lotus feet in the heart of one who lovingly recites this understanding, unprecedented Nityananda Thakur, which is the receiver of rasa, the greatest treasure of the most exalted of rasika Vaishnava, and the stone house and the storehouse of the essence of bhakti rasa. This ashtaka is sung in the melody known as Sikharani. Sikharani. Hare Krishna.
Hare,
hare. So I found this song are sung by different devotees in different melody. But in ISKCON, we are familiar with Jagannatha Astakam. So I'll just go with this very simple way so we all can participate because you're familiar with it. We are going to sing together if you want to do that. It would be easier. Sara Chanda Prantim Spurada Malakantim Gajagati Hari Preman Matam Dripa Paramasattam Smitamukha Sada Gurnam Netram Kara Kalita Betram Kalibidham Aje Nityanandam Bhajanataru Andam Nirabadi. One more time. Aje Nityanandam Bhajanataru Kandam Nirabadi Rasana Magaram Sajana Gana Sarva Sampatula Yaka prana pratha vasudha jana vapati
vasudha jana
vapati pada preman madam paravidhitam mandamanasam bhajanitanandam bhajanataru kandam nirabadi bhajanitanandam bhajanataru Kandam nirabadi sachi suna prestam lila jagadistam sukhamayam alo maja jivadharana karunatam karunam pare raikana bhava jalati paramanati haram Aje Nityanandam Bhajanataru Nam Nirabadi Aje Nityanandam Bhajanataru Andam Nirabadi Aye Bratani Nam Kali Kaloshi Nam Sinam Bhavita Tatha Prayas Chittam Rachaya Jadanaya Shakti Rajanti Tam Saha Bhagavata Mantai Adi Jau Bhajanitanandam Bhajanataru Kandam Nirabadi Bhajanitanandam Bhajanataru Kandam Nirabadi Ye Bratani Nam Kali Kaloshi Nam Kim Bhavita. One more time. Tatha Prayas Chittam Rachaya Jadanaya Satari Me Rajanti Tamittam Saha Bhagavata Mantraya Tijo Bhajanitanandam Bhajanataru Kandam Nirabadi Bhajanitanandam Bhajanataru Kandam Nirabadi Jateshtam Re Prato Hari Hari Tanam Anisham Ato Vasangsaram Mutitaranadaya Mailage Idam bahus pudera tati rataya jatati griham Bhajanitanandam bhajanataru kandam nirabadi Bhajanitanandam bhajanataru kandam nirabadi Lat samsaram bhuni diharana kumbho abham aha Satam Shreya Sindhu Nati Buddha Bandhum Samuditam Alasreni Spura Jeti Mirahara Surya Prahamaham Bhajanitanandam Bhajanataru Kandam Nirabadi
Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatulam Nirabhadi Natantam Gayantam Anuvadantam Patipati Rajantam Paishantam Sampapinadayantam Janaganam Kapurbantam Santam Sakarunatrigantam Prakalana Bhajanitanandam Nirabhadi Bhajanitanandam Bhajanandam Nirabhadi Subibranam Pratukara Sarasija Kamalataram Tupatraloka Chalita Paramananda Hidayam Ramantam Madhule Rahamadayantam Rajanam Bhajanitanandam Nirabhadi Bhajanitanandam Bhajanatarandam Nirabhadi Rasanamadaram Rasikavarasadvaishnavadhanam Sagaram saram tatatitaram smarantaha paramanitanandastakam chidamapurvam tatatijam tat angridhandabhajam spurato nitaram tasharidaye bhajanitanandam bhajanatari Nirabhadi Bhaje Nitananda Bhajanatam Nirabhadi Nitai He Nitai He Nitai He Nitai He Nitai He
Thank you, dear devotees, Prabhus and mothers. You all are such a wonderful participator. So we are going to begin today with Bhagavatam chapter 5. No, Canto 5, chapter 18, text 21. So we're going to invoke the mercy of Lord Vasudev, form of Krishna, who gives our consciousness purified. So please join together by repeating 3 times. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. So because it is Zoom, we'll just recite one time. 5th canto, text 18. Chapter 18, text 21. So this chapter, Srila Prabhupada titles as the prayers offered to the Lord by the residents of Jambudip. So these verse here, Mother Lakshmi Devi, she's guiding us. I hope we can see her glance, merciful glance, and take advantage of this. She's very kind and she's guiding us how to serve the Lord name Kamadeva, or you can say predominating deity of love, and materially it reflects as a predominator of lust. So if we remember this fifth canto began with Rishabdev, and then 16 to 19 chapter are astronomical avatars. So this is where we are. And this is Mother Lakshmi Devi's view. Wonderful. So we're going to recite. Jatayishyate pada sararoho arhanam nikamayet so akhila kamalam patam tadeva rasi ipshitam ipshito archito jad bhagna jasna bhagavan pratapate. Would somebody like to recite also? You can try. If somebody would like.
Yatashya ta pada sarohanam nikama yat sakila kamalan pata tadeva rasip sitam itsito richito yapagna yakshana bhagavan pratapyate.
Very nice. 2 more. So we have a 3. Prabhupada says 3 is good. Generally, we do in the temple. 2 more. Anybody else?
Very
nice. 1 more. Last.
Yatasyate pada saru ruharhanam nikamayet sakila kamalam pata tad eva rasit sitam ipsito archito yad bhagna yanchna bhagavam prapatye.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. synonyms, ja, a woman, who, tasha of him, te of you, pada sarodaha of the lotus feet, arhanam, the worship, nikammayet, fully desires, sa, such a woman, akhila kama lampata, although maintaining all kinds of material desire, tat, that, eva, only, rashi, you, a word, ipsitam, some other desire, benediction, ipsitaha, being looked to for, architaha, worshipped, yat, from which, bhagna, jachna, one who desires object other than your lotus feet, and thus become broken. Bhagavan, oh my Lord, Pratapate is pained. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, would somebody like to read?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, go ahead.
My dear Lord, you automatically fulfill all the desires of a woman who worships your lotus feet in pure love. However, if a woman worships your lotus feet for a particular purpose, you also quickly fulfill her desires. But in the end, she becomes broken-hearted and laments. Therefore, one needs not worship your lotus feet for some material benefit. Purport.
Okay. So, just a second, Mother. So, we see there is a two very important instruction from Srila Prabhupada's translation. One is, if we do not desire material sense gratification or object, then we will be well set. And if we do desire, even in Krishna consciousness that we have come, then we maybe get disappointed. But that doesn't mean bad devotee or succumb devotee. There is no such thing called bad devotee or good devotee. It's just that maybe needs some purification. So with that mental attitude, if we look at Srila Prabhupada's merciful purport, then we can grasp it. Two things, again, I'm repeating. One is, without pure bhakti or his lotus feet, if we have any other desire, even in our life, in Krishna consciousness, we will be disappointed sometime in our life. And if we have exclusive desire only to serve his lotus feet, then no disappointment. So with that note, see how Srila Prabhupada wonderfully explained this. Go ahead, Mother Puja.
Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure devotional service as anya bhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam. One should not worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead to fulfill some material desire for success in fruitive activities or mental speculation. To serve the lotus feet of the Lord means to serve Him exactly as He desires. The neophyte devotee is therefore ordered to worship the Lord strictly according to the regulative principles given by the spiritual master and the Shastras. By executing devotional service in that way, he gradually becomes attached to Krishna. And when his original dormant love for the Lord becomes manifest, he spontaneously serves the Lord without any motive. This condition is the perfect stage of one's relationship with the Lord. The Lord then looks after the comfort and security of his devotee without being asked. Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita 9.22. Anyaya
Anannascha Chintayanto Mam Ye Jana Paripasate Tesam Nitta Vijuktanam Jogoshkemam Bahamyaham. We must remember this verse because this is our journey component. You have to carry with it with you in your thought, then you'll feel secure. Go ahead, Mother.
Hare Krishna. The Supreme Lord personally takes care of anyone who is completely engaged in his devotional service. Whatever he has, the Lord protects, and whatever he needs, the Lord supplies. Therefore, why should one bother the Lord for something material? Such prayers are unnecessary. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that even if a devotee wishes the Lord to fulfill a particular desire, the devotee should not be considered a sakam bhakta, a devotee with some motive. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, O best among the Bharatas, Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the absolute. The Artha and the Artharthi, who approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for relief from misery or for some money, are not Sakam Bhaktas, although they appear to be. Being neophyte devotees, they are simply ignorant. Later in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Udara Sarva Evaite, they are all magnanimous, Udaraha. Although in the beginning a devotee may harbor some desire, in due course of time it will vanish. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam enjoins.
Someone would like to read that sloka?
Agkamo sarva kamova moksha kama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yojana yajeta purusamparam.
A person who has broader intelligence, whether he is full of material desire, is free from material desire, or has desire for liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead. Bhagavatam 2.3.10. Even if one wants something material, he should pray to no one but the Lord to fulfill his desire. If one approaches a demigod for the fulfillment of his desires, he is to be considered nashta buddhi, bereft of all good sense. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita
7.20.
Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures. Lakshmi Devi advises all devotees who approach the Lord with material desires that according to her practical experience, the Lord is Kama Deva, and thus there is no need to ask him for anything material. She says that everyone should simply serve the Lord without any motive. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sitting in everybody's heart, he knows everyone's thoughts, and in due course of time, he will fulfill all desires. Therefore, let us completely depend on the service of the Lord without bothering him with our material requests. Hare Krishna.
Very nice. Thank you, everyone. So to understand this, we need the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Varga. So please join together with the Mangala Charan, offering our heart at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam ददाति स पदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तबिंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे Hare Krishna, dear Prabhus and Mothers. I have noticed the whole purport this morning, I read a couple times before I came here, that Srila Prabhupada stresses about the desire. So I made a small PowerPoint, if I'm allowed to share.
Yes, Prabhuji, you can share it.
I can? Okay. Okay.
Yes, Prabhu, we can see that.
Okay. So first slide is, who is Krishna? And then we'll discuss where this desire is desire material, spiritual, or desire has an origin? Where this desire coming to us? That the root cause of all our suffering is the desire. Misuse of free will is nothing but an expansion of desire. So this is Jiva Goswami Pad writes, if you do not meditate on few things, he said, at least the two verses. This is one line, just one line he put. This is in Bhakti Sandarbha, Bhajaniya Sarva Sadguna Vishishta. Can somebody read my translation? So I can hear also. Make sure that you heard it.
The third one, Prabhuji.
Louder.
Lord Krishna's character, behaviors, wonderful qualities are so attractive, so enchanting, so endearing, so incredible, inspiring that one cannot resist but love and worship such a person.
Jiva Goswami Pad, thank you, Mother. Jiva Goswami Pad says we should constantly meditate on this. This is not just a word. This is his own extracting from the scriptures. Jiva Goswami Pad said few things, but this is one of the things that he says, you have to focus every day that who is Krishna? What purpose drives our life towards Krishna? Why? Because of his quality. So then because of the time, I'm going to share. This is a one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila. I'm sorry, I didn't put CC. It's from Madhyalila 20.253 that Sri Krishna has a unlimited quality, but another two quality beside the previous one, that his supremacy. You all remember how Balaram even forgot for 1 year that Krishna expanded as a coward boy. He was surprised. Even the Narayan, Vishnu were not allowed to enter into Dwarka. Actually, Krishna's desire controls everything. So we can all read that verse. Ichha sakti pradhan Krishna, ichha sarva karta, gana sakti pradhan Vasudeva adhishtata. Somebody would like to read the translation, please.
The predominator of the willing potency is Lord Krishna. For by his supreme will, everything comes into existence. In willing, there is a need for knowledge. And that knowledge is expressed through Vasudeva.
Very good. So let's see what is, so Krishna's desire predominate. So let's see what Krishna's desire for himself, for us. This is a verse from Bhagavatam, SB 9.4.64. Please forgive me for my English. I just put it quickly. Bhagavan Sri Krishna never desired to enjoy his opulences alone without us, without the Bhakti Japa Sangha group devotees. I mean, including all the devotees. So this is a famous verse. Naham atmana maasase mad bhakte sadhavir vina. Sriyam cha ikantikim brahmana jesham gati ahampara. The Lord revealed this to Durvasa Muni, who failed to protect himself. And he came to a conclusion, this how Ambarish Maharaj's position is higher than Narayan. Even Narayan could not protect him, even though the Sudarshan Chakra belongs to Narayan. But Krishna loves his devotee so much that the devotee has unlimited potency connection, but devotee does not think that way. Now, what is the desire for for the Lord? What is the desire Krishna has for the devotees? If somebody could like read the translation also of Prabhupada's.
O best of the Brahmanas, without saintly person for whom I am the only destination, I don't desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulences.
Isn't sweet? Isn't like meditative? Krishna, he is the possessor of all opulences, all beauty, everything. But he doesn't want to enjoy without devotees, without Bhakti Japa Sangha group. Just think about it. How Krishna, what is Krishna's position? Such a lovely. Now, what Krishna does? Okay, that's his desire. What he's going to do about it? Krishna's wishes follow behind those of his devotees. The Lord considers himself subordinate to his devotee. And this is a famous verse Prabhupada used to quote. Sadhava ridayam mahayam sadunam ridayam toaham madannete na jananti naham te bhomanangapi. Somebody please read the translation. Help me with that.
Lord said to Durvasa, all the saintly persons are my heart, and I am also the heart of the saintly devotees. They know nothing other than me, and I consider no one but them to be my own. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Very nice. Actually, there's many slides. I'm just going to go very quickly to the... Okay. Because of the time, I cannot explain all right now. Even Srimati Radharani does not have a heart personal desire independently from Krishna. This is a verse from Chaitanya Chaitamita, how she got the name Radharani. Krishna Vanchapurti Rupe Kore Aradhane Ataye Radhika Nam Purane Bakhane. Somebody please read the translation.
Our worship Aradhana consists of fulfilling the desire of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas called her Radhika.
Very good. Thank you. Now, Okay, this is good. Now I'm going to stop here for just to focus on this slide for 1 minute. Mother Nilambari Radha Devi Dasi helped me to put it because I do some rough sketch and she's very nice. So if you see her, you can thank her. I saw her joined also. She's very nice. So my point here, this is from Bhagavatam, also Madhvacharya's commentary. Srila Prabhupada put this in Srimad Bhagavatam 6, 12, 11. We should always remember that we are not independently complete. Our completeness is always dependent on Krishna. But that completeness depends on Krishna in a sense that Krishna has an unlimited potency, but the jiva, living entity, has a very particular, peculiar position that other potency do not have. Every potency has three things. Every potency has eternal nature, eternal function, and eternal position. So you can see in this drawing that even Srimati Radharani, she is the embodiment of all the potencies, but when that internal potency takes the form, she is known as Vrishabhanu Nandini. But when that internal potency manifests as a shadow form or reflection, that is Maya. When she manifests minute aspect, that is Jiva soul. But Jiva soul, or you and me, unless some of you are Vishnu Tattva, I don't know. If you are not Vishnu Tattva, you are Jiva Tattva, means living entity, then you come in this chart where you are never directly under Krishna. You are under Krishna's potency. You have only one choice. Either you serve under internal potency or external potency. You cannot serve Krishna directly on your own. Also, another point is that when you take the internal potency, then you are actually aligned in a sense, same nature, same function, same position. Where is the problem coming? When we are taking shelter of the external or achit shakti, material energy. So any desire under material energy, it's always going to be a problem and always was there, will be there. It will never, that's how it is made. You cannot argue why fire is burning. Well, fire is made with the quality of burning. And internal potency is actually made for this unlimited ocean of bliss. And when the soul comes under, but that choice we have to make. Sabhava jena kunteya nibaddha sena karmana kartum nechusi janmahat karishasi abhasa apitat. I'm going to show you this next verse just to elaborate. This is one in Chaitanya Mangal. Apani ichchai jeev koti bancha kare Krishna ichcha hai jodi tabe fal dhare. Somebody would like to read the translation, please.
An ordinary person or soul may have millions of desires, but only if Krishna wishes or sanctions do they bear fruit.
Okay, I hope you understand that. It's not a very difficult. When we desire, it has to go through a process. Means super soul within our heart will check. If super soul say yes, Pran Govinda Das can have this, then material nature will manifest that. If super soul says no, doesn't matter how much we try, how much we endeavor, it will never manifest. And if we do cheating way, this way, that way, some tricky way, it will also give us such a result. Ultimately, we will not get it, but there will be frustration and worries. That's why the sages or advanced devotee means they see jadricha labha santushta danda otitya bhimatsara. Jadricha labha otitya danda. Whatever comes on its own accord, we should be satisfied with it. Means it is sanctioned by Krishna. If it is not sanctioned, it will never come. It will never manifest. And this is the reality. So on this note, I'm going to read the next one just to establish that point, that what our desire is the root cause of all our experience, whether it's a miserable or happiness, doesn't matter. There's a famous verse also, Prabhupada quote this from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila chapter 4, 165. Atmendriya priti vancha tare boli kam, Krishnendriya priti iccha dhare prem nam. Would somebody like to read the translation?
The desire to gratify one's own senses is karma, loss. But the desire to please the senses of Lord Krishna is prema, love. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Now, there is a professor who is also Vaishnava, but he challenges, he said, one time in Alachua, he said, the soul does not have a independence, free choice. So this is a one verse. I'm sorry, I didn't put it. This is from Bhagavad Gita 18.63. Itite genam akhyatam. Guyat guyataram maya bimisra etad asheshena jatha icchasi tatha kuru. Please somebody, you can read the translation.
Thus I have explained to you the most confidential of all knowledge. Deliberate on this fully and then do what you wish to do.
Very good. So if you look at that verse, itite gyanam akhyatam, akhyatam, I have spoken this. What kind of knowledge is this? Guyat, guyataram maya. Guyat is confidential, guyataram is most confidential, Krishna is saying. Now, after this, what Arjuna should do? Then Krishna says, bhimisrittai asheshena, bhimisra is absorption, contemplation, serious intellectual thought about it. Asheshena may read thoroughly, think seriously, think deeply. I was looking for the dictionary meaning and I found these are the meaning actually gives. Don't leave any stone unturned, you know, like they say in America. Then Krishna said, jata icchasi tatha kuru. Do as you desire. Can everybody see? I hope none of you ever will face a person who will say, we don't have a free choice. We do. Even after speaking entire Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, Arjuna understood. But still Krishna asked this. This is final, 18 chapter 63. So as discussed earlier, Bhagavad Gita does not give commandments. It gives choice. Bhagavad Gita does not give commandments. It gives choices. So Bhagavad Gita has said, act for the pleasure of Krishna. That is what Bhagavad Gita message is. Act for the pleasure of Krishna. It is indirectly mentioned in the previous verse also, if you are familiar with the 18th chapter, that tameva saranam gacha. Bhagavad Gita does not impose this message. It says, this is a message I told to you. If it makes sense, you act accordingly. Otherwise, you have the free will. You can choose how you wanted to act. So that freedom, Krishna never takes away from us. Krishna always gives us freedom of how we wanted to act. I saw a child having 1,000 rupees note. He may not understand the value of $1,000. He may want to give 1,000 rupees for a one candy because he loves candy, which is worth maybe a quarter or two quarter or a dollar. But he has 1,000 notes. If the shop owner doesn't see any guardian with the child, okay, I'll give you 2 candy. Give me this $1,000. He'll give. So Krishna does not deprive us from our freedom, but we should not deprive ourselves in the name of freedom. That is my point. In the name of freedom, the child will not use $1,000 not properly. Similarly, human body is very rare, extremely rare. So many verses in Bhagavatam is talking about. So it is temporary, but arthadam, it is truly valuable. It can grant us Krishna, the supreme destination. So by these verses, more or less, Krishna has completed the instruction in 18th chapter. So now it shift the focus to Arjuna, what he wants to do. And I didn't put it out, but 1873, if you read it, you will see Krishna, Arjuna says, Nasta moha smiti labda tat prasadat maya ucchate sthitosmi gata sandaya karishye vachanam tava. These are some example I just put it here. The choice of word can make or break a relationship. Because this I got from Radhanath Maharaj, my spiritual mentor. He quotes similar things. I just put it out, put it together. And I'm sure you all can relate. Choice of timing can affect the outcome of our pursuits. Maybe someone else can read it, please.
Is the dark side? Did you want to read that? The dark side stronger than the bright side?
Sure. There is a two more on the top. A choice of diet.
Choice of words can make or break a relationship. Choice of timing can affect the outcome of pursuits. A choice of diet and exercise can determine our health. And a choice of our consciousness can change our experience of life. Is the dark side stronger than the bright side? We all have inside us a divine side and a demonic side, or phrased metaphorically, a bright side and a dark side. The bright side inspires us to do good things. The dark side impels us to do bad things. As these two sides pull us in opposite directions, we often experience an inner tug of war. In this war, the dark side wins frequently. So frequently as to make us believe that it is stronger than the bright side. The dark side seems stronger because it seduces strongly. It allures us by promising quick things such as quick pleasures through sensual indulgence or quick solutions through elimination of opponents. Speedy, easy, ready. Such are the dark side's lures.
One more page, if someone would like to read. Continues from
I
that.
Can read.
Okay.
Sagari Mataji. So from where should I read, Prabhuji?
From the top.
The dark side is not more powerful. It is just more powerfully seductive, alluring quality.
Oh, no, though the dark side.
Oh, okay, from the beginning, okay. Though the dark side tempts everyone, it may tempt different people differently. Why? Because we all have different impressions in our mind based on our past actions. Depending on the particular impressions within us, certain aspects of the dark nature seem especially captivating to us. Some of us may find lust irresistible. Others may find anger uncontrollable. Still others may find grief insatiable. Pertinently, the Bhagavad Gita deems these three drives self-destructive, 1621, and the dark side being a combination of such deadly drives can become sinisterly self-destructive. Should I continue, Prabhu? Or
yes. Stop?
Okay. How can we protect ourselves from the dark side? Knowing that it seduces primarily by triggering our emotions, we can conscientiously avoid acting on our impulsive likes or dislikes. And we can cultivate healthier emotions by situating ourselves in the bright side. How? The most effective way is by connecting with the source and shelter of all brightness, the Supreme Divinity, Krishna. The more we connect with him devotionally, the more we get the inner insight and strength to tolerate and transcend the lures of the dark side. The dark side is not more powerful, it is just more powerfully seductive, alluring quality.
Thank you.
Thanks, Prabhu.
So I'll give you an example. I didn't realize the time is ticking so quick. Very quickly, I'll just give an example because tomorrow is Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day. To summarize this purport by this, I'm sure you heard this past time, that how these dark side people act in this world, but Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful that he actually delivered them even though they are not qualified at all. So there is an example when Nityananda Prabhu was visiting Navadvip. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, we would say, is the emblem of self-sacrifice. He wanted to stay in Jagannath Puri with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu called him and he says, I want you to follow this instruction. He said, yes, Prabhu. You'd be surprised. Just a few minutes before, he told all his devotees in Jagannath Puri, I am so happy that I can be with him whole time. Now he took sannyas. It's wonderful. He will be staying here or wherever he goes. I'm just going to go with him. I'll never be separated. All of a sudden, Govinda called. Prabhu, Mahaprabhu just called you. And he said, probably he wants to confirm it. I'm going to go there. Of course, this is their internal pastimes. But we have to be very careful and not be judgmental or sentimental, be transcendental in a sense, ready to sacrifice whatever pleases Mahaprabhu. So as Nityananda Prabhu entered into Gambira, then Mahaprabhu says, I want you to leave right away. You know those Bengalis are so gharpurwa. Gharpurwa means stubborn. Anybody understand stubbornness? Don't want to be Krishna conscious. That's called stubbornness. It's a combination of laziness, craziness, all kinds of together. They said, they will never be delivered unless you go back. I want you to pack up your things and take your people, go as soon as possible and deliver those people. Otherwise, they will never be delivered. Nityananda Prabhu felt like a thunder struck him. But selfless sacrifice. So he did. So one of his journey, he came to a house of a very poor devotee. And where he was staying in that Brahmana's house, there was I'll give you a little background of another person who is debauchee, or you can say all the bad quality that you think a person can have, he had. He was born in a Brahmana family. He was doing all this Brahmanical work, but then the lust and greed took over him. And he said, this Brahmanical job, I'm not getting enough money. I want big house. I want to enjoy women. I want to do whatever I want. This Brahmanical profession is not giving, and I'm not interested to thrive in it. So then he started associating with the lower caste and he went down, 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 down to the degraded thieves, mafias. And then he started acting, joined with them, started acting. Now he comes from a Brahmanical background, so his intelligence is still above them, low class. So eventually he became the gangster, the gang of the thieves. So he is stealing, robbing, raping, murdering, nothing can stop. And he's becoming rich materially. His main food is meat and wine, which never was there when he was a Brahman. So he became such a degraded ruffians, mafia, you can say, mafia leader, that all the Brahmano started praying for him. And any Brahmano ever went to give him a good advice, he would actually rob that Brahmano's house or torture the children and women and steal everything. Then the Brahmano, all the Brahmano society got alert that we don't want to be part of him. He's not going to listen, just give up. But they kept on praying. It's so wonderful. The devotees are so kind. They are always giving. So then, one time Nityananda Prabhu happened to, was visiting that village, part of that Navadvip. Navadvip is not just a one place, not the town Navadvip. Navadvip means nine island. I'm sure you all are familiar. So one place where mafia gang thieves used to live. And the information came that there is a strange Abadut. They didn't know his name. So anything in Bengal called Abadut means strange, don't fit. You never see just imagine a sannyasi who would have 20 necklaces, gold necklaces, shining, diamond earring, you know, 10 finger has 20, 30 rings. Every finger has 2-3 rings, anklet, bracelet, armlet, but he has a sannyasi dress. What would you think? That's how Nityananda Prabhu was visiting this Uddarandatta Thakur's place. And Prabhupada said, Uddarandatta Thakur, they come from a jeweler, goldsmith family, and the whole village. Till today, you can go and see the history place of that. Srila Prabhupada said that their family, Prabhupada's family also come from the business class, the gold merchant class. In the purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada writes. So anyway, that the news came to the gang. Now he was such a good gang thief leader that he would have a spy. That whole day they would roam around in every part of this town, that town, and find out who is the rich, how much money, where they have. So he would have a whole network. And they would give the report, this village has this rich man. This is how you can enter from the back door or side door. They lock this. It would a whole report, and they would build this gang. At night, they would strike. So when the news came, there is Abadut, strange Abadut. Why? Because everybody calls him Gusai. Now Gusai in Bengal means a spiritual leader, renounced leader. Renounce means you don't see any ring or any bangle or bracelet or anklet or a diamond earring. That will be a little bit Mr. T in America, they used to call. You don't see that. So Nityananda Prabhu was like a genius, origin of Mr. T, I would say, that well-dressed. So when the news came, this gang mafia Brahmana, fallen Brahmana, he was so excited. He said, I have to go and look at it. Just by the first glance, he said, we don't need to do anymore. If we can rob him, whole life will live very peaceful. The amount of diamond and gold he has, that's plenty, enough. So they had a meeting, of course. Then some of them are discussing all this disgusting. Oh, I'm going to rob. I just need the diamond earring from his right ear. And the other thief says, well, what about the bangle? Can I have the bangle? And they're dividing it. They haven't met Nityananda Prabhu yet, but they're dividing it. So then they said, okay, let's go and strike tonight. So they came. And I'm sure you heard that story. It's so beautiful that they came tonight, that night. And first night they came and they were noticing that all these devotees are enjoying, and this Gosai, Nityananda Prabhu, also enjoying honoring prasadam. They are honoring prasadam long period and chanting, singing, and it went on and on and on. Then the leader says, probably they will fall asleep and then will strike. But some or other, they all fell asleep. All of a sudden, they woke up and they see the sun is rising. They started blaming each other. You fell asleep. You didn't stay awake. So I fell asleep. And some or other, they said, okay, no need to blame each other. Let's go home. We'll do it tomorrow. So they came. And the next day, also they strike. I'm just minimizing the story. So next day when they stroke, that day, and they were like surprised that he was thinking, this is a poor Brahmana's house. This Abhadut has come. But all of a sudden, there is a giant body with a big, big machete and sword and guarding. So they also sharp their knife and everything. They say, but these are not a human being. How they are so big? And it's very interestingly, they are going around the house and they are chanting Hare Krishna. It's like a very strange. They never saw a security guard like this. They thought maybe because he has so much jewelry, this Gosai, and maybe some rich man has come also to meet him, because rich people in Bengal, they would meet the sadhus. So that's why probably it's okay. Today we are disappointed. I think we should worship our Durga Devi with wine and meat, more goat sacrifice. Then she will allow us to make the journey very easy to steal. So they did. During the day, they worshiped wine and meat to Durga Devi. So they came. When they came, that night was very interesting, that all of a sudden, it became so dark very quickly. They could not see each other, even in their own hand. Then all of a sudden, they're trying to figure out that to go inside, we better be aware where we are. And as they were trying to go to figure it out, they fell in a ditch of the garbage, trash well, and all kinds of dirty well. And that's where they started getting the bitten by mosquitoes, leeches. Said, how do we get out? They don't know how to get out. But over there, the scorpions, and all of them got bitten by these creatures. They started crying. One guy said, some or other, I climbed up, but now I'm getting dizzy, and he fell back. And he went unconscious. Seeing this, other got scared because they cannot even see each other, only touch. All of a sudden, Indra saw their mischievous, sinful activities, that they want to harm Nityananda Prabhu. So he sent hailstorm. Hailstorm on the mosquito bites and scorpion bites. It's like a miserable on top of misery. So they went so badly. What good thing happened? In extreme pain, those who are thoughtful, they reflect. Just like Sarvama Bhattacharya, he reflected when he got defeated, that nobody in entire planet can come up with this explanation of Atmaram Bhars in 9 way, and I did. But this sannyasi, whom I was thinking that I have to teach him, he explained 18 types without touching my 9. It's impossible. How is that? I was so proud. This reflection, this regret, this repentance is the key for all of us to actually awaken our detachment from the matter, attachment to Krishna. So when this Brahmana started doing this, that why we went through, every night we went through so much, and hailstorm making him so miserable. And he started thinking, what is going on with my life? I never had such a severe challenges ever in life. Who is this guy? Why? What we are doing? We're trying to rob him. We're trying to steal away his material assets. He must be something powerful that beyond our imagination. So he started thinking and thinking that Nityananda Prabhu is not a human being. Those giant guys, they are enjoying, they are security guard, they are chanting, nothing happened to them. Look at all of us. We are miserable now in a ditch. Well, we don't even know how to come out. Dark, spooky. This is our third night. And we're going to be like beaten to death. Then he started recognizing. And then in extreme pain, it reflects some of our old impression that he was serious in spiritual path in his childhood life as a Brahmana. So then he's thinking, maybe this is spiritual personality. Because of deep pain, severe pain, he reflected and he bringing so many memory. Maybe I'm suffering due to my own misdeed. But against the spiritual personality, the suffering intensified. This is what happening to me. Maybe I need to take shelter of this person. He can relieve. Otherwise, I'll be like dead in this ditch. Of course, the hailstorm is still going on. Scorpion is still biting while he's reflecting and regretting, repenting. At one point, he came to a point, said, I'll take shelter of this personality if I can relieve. Please, please, my Lord, you are divine person. Maybe you are God. I don't know. I want to take shelter. The moment that genuine from his own desire, he chose to take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, not knowing Nityananda Prabhu's glory yet, all of a sudden started seeing some pain, relief. Hailstorm stopped. Calamity suddenly stopped. Then Brahmana told everyone, he is a divine personality. Look at us. All of a sudden, we start seeing each other. Our pain is going away. Let us pray. So they prayed. Save us, save us. Whoever you are, please save us. I have killed many Brahmanas. Regretting means acknowledging that misdeed we did. And he started crying and saying, horrible things I did. I raped, I murdered, I have unnecessarily torture so many souls. Oh, I deserve to be punished. This is so nice. Birth after birth, I will be suffering. Or this personality can give me shelter and protect me. I'll do whatever he wants. As he is coming out of this miserable condition, then he found the way to get out of this well. And he took a bow. Because I am now free myself, I want to take shelter. And I'll just do whatever he says. I will not do anything anymore. This is the beginning of surrender. Then, of course, they got up. The sun also started rising. He told all of them, do not leave me. Come with me. They took bath in the Ganges, and they came and started singing and dancing. Just by seeing the glance of Nityananda Prabhu in the courtyard of this Brahmana, he immediately started shedding tears, paid dandavat, rolling on the ground and saying, please save me, save me. And then he started glorifying Nityananda Prabhu and started chanting. He said, last night we heard this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I used to know when I was a little child. So he started singing. As he's singing, Nityananda Prabhu's glance and all these Vaishnava watching, what is this? Then some Vaishnava recognize, ha, that's the demoniac born in Brahmana. How can he be chanting? Must be something bad motive behind. So they informed Nityananda Prabhu. He was born in a Brahman family, like Jagai Madai was. But he became a demoniac nature. So we have to watch out. But then he went on and on and crying and regretting, repenting, touching Nityananda Prabhu's feet. Please forgive me, save me. You are the only savior for me. I can assure you I'll never break anymore. I'm choosing from this moment in my life not to do anything bad ever to anyone. Please promise to protect me and save me. Give me shelter. When he came to this point, then Nityananda Prabhu smiled and he said, tell us who you are and why you are acting like this. So he narrated the whole story, his life. And he was crying, regretting. Srila Prabhupada, very nicely in 11.20.27.28, this purport comes from Prabhupada. Even the Prabhupada didn't translate that far. But the Bhagavatam says that, Prabhupada says that when someone acknowledge, fully aware, observe his or her life, then he can't regret and repent. And when he or she regrets and repent, then correction will be there. So this Brahmana did exactly like this. Then after hearing everything, all the Vaishnava understood. Oh, he reformed as an advanced Vaishnava now. And he's begging apology to all the Brahmanas. And he started glorifying them, how they are so glorious and how his deplorable life was. Then Nityananda Prabhu accepted and gave him instruction that from now on, do not ever think, but temptation will come to go back to the bad habits. But you have to guard yourself with intelligence and protect yourself and keep on chanting, keep on chanting. Eventually, the holy name will fructify and you will be protected and you will go back home, back to Godhead. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, anyone who with attentive heart hears this pastime, what we just narrated, of the thief's deliverance, will someday see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda face to face. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari. So I'm ending here. Because this purport is so beautiful. Prabhupada put so many verses. It's so wonderful, so complete purport. But if we discuss each verses, it will take like few hours at least for me. Because these are like a candy for a Vaishnava, those verses. So please forgive me. I would like to hear some reflection or if any, what did you understand from this discussion? Hare Krishna, Mother Radha. I'm sorry I went over time.